Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
American soccer fans, welcome to episode 121 of the USA SoccerCast. We are bringing you everything about the U.S. national teams, the players, the leagues, and everything else that impacts the game of soccer in these United States. I'm Donald Wine. We are here in the final week of 2023, and we're going to catch up on some news that has hit the streets this month in both men's soccer and women's soccer. On this show, we'll focus on a couple of tournaments that are coming to the United States in 2024. That would be Copa America on the men's side and the W Gold Cup on the women's side. Both tournaments conducted their tournament draws earlier this month, and we're going to focus on those tournaments. We begin first with the 2024 Copa America, which debuts in the United States next summer. We learned of the venues a few weeks ago, so we find out where the United States would be playing in the group stage as well as the rest of the tournament. But before we get to that point, let's go through the draw and discuss where each team fell. There are four pots of teams to be distributed into four groups, groups A through D. Argentina, Mexico, the U.S., and Brazil were all the seeded teams and pre-slotted into groups. So we already knew before the draw that the U.S. men's national team would be in group C. Now, let's take a look at how the groups shook out. In group A, we will have Argentina, Peru, Chile, and the winner of the playoff between Canada and Trinidad and Tobago. Mind you, there are Copa America playoffs that are taking place during the Nations League finals weekend that will be in March of next year. Group B, we have Mexico, Ecuador, Venezuela, and Jamaica. Group C has the United States, Uruguay, Panama, and Bolivia. And Group D will have Brazil, Colombia, Paraguay, and the winner of the playoff between Costa Rica and Honduras. There was a bit of a snafu in the actual draw, as they said that a group could not have three CONCACAF teams in it. So after two rounds, it was clear that Bolivia would have to go to Group C. But originally, they didn't allocate Bolivia to Group C, which left Group C with a third CONCACAF team, which wasn't allowed. After the final pot was drawn, they fixed it so that Bolivia was then placed in Group C, where it belonged with the United States, Uruguay, and Panama. The groups are fairly even from a strength perspective. Group A having an average ranking of 37. Group B an average ranking of 38. Group C, featuring the United States, has an average ranking of 37.25. And Group D has an average ranking of 34. So no true group of death there. But here is the schedule for the United States men's national team. They will open up on June 23rd at AT&T Stadium in Arlington when they take on Bolivia. They then follow that up by moving to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta on June 27th, where they will take on CONCACAF foes Panama. And then finally, we'll end the group stage at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City on July 1st against Uruguay. That's the big match of Group C. Should they win Group C, they will host the runner-up from Group D in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium on July 6th. If they finish second, they will face the Group D winner in Phoenix at State Farm Stadium on the same day. Of course, Group D will likely come down to Brazil or Colombia. So, of course, it's going to be a tough test there in the quarterfinals. If they make it to the semifinals, they would play on July 10th in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium. Charlotte will also host the third-place match on July 13th with Hard Rock Stadium in Miami-Dade County hosting the final on July 14th. It should be a fun summer, a really difficult summer for the United States men's national team, but it will be a great test for this team. Hopefully we have everyone healthy and playing at the top of their game by the end of the regular season, but it should be a fun one. And honestly, I'm looking forward to being a part of it all. We will leave it there and take a break. On the other side, we discuss the W Gold Cup and who the U.S. women's national team will be playing. So stick around.
Hey everyone, are you looking for the latest gear for your U.S. national teams? Major League Soccer, the NWSL, or any other team in the world of soccer? The USA SoccerCast has affiliate partnerships that are ready to help you out. Head to linktree.com/USA SoccerCast, where we have links to Homage, Fanatics, the MLS Store, and Breaking Tee. You can get the jersey, shirt, hat, or accessory you're looking for to support your team while also saving some money and helping this show in the process. Again, linktree.com/USA SoccerCast. Click on the links and get your gear. And we thank you as always for your support of the show.
We are back, and before we have Copa America next summer, the first major tournament of 2024 is on the women's side. The CONCACAF W Gold Cup takes flight for the very first time in February. Like Copa America, the draw for this tournament was conducted a few weeks ago, and we will break down where the U.S. women's national team will be playing. The United States, Brazil, and Canada were the three teams that were seeded, as 15 teams were placed into three groups, groups A through C. Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, and Paraguay were the CONMEBOL invitees to the W Gold Cup. And there are still three spots that have yet to be determined at the Gold Cup prelims, which will take place just before the tournament starts in February. So here are the groups for the W Gold Cup. We start with Group A, which features the United States, Mexico, Argentina, and the winner of the playoff between Guyana and the Dominican Republic. Group B has Brazil, Panama, Colombia, and the playoff winner between Haiti and Puerto Rico. And Group C has Canada, Costa Rica, Paraguay, and the playoff winner between El Salvador and Guatemala. Groups A and B pretty evenly matched. Group A having an average ranking of 41.375. Group B with an average ranking of 40.875. Group C was a little bit further off. They have an average ranking of 50.25. So the U.S. Women's National Team, of course, in Group A, we'll play as group stage matches at Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson, California. Here is the group stage for the United States. They open up against the playoff winner between Guyana and the Dominican Republic. That will be on February 20th. They then play 3 days later on February 23rd against Argentina, and then close out with the big match against Mexico on February 26th. That could be the one that could decide this group. The top two teams from each group plus the top two third-place teams will advance to the W Gold Cup quarterfinals, and those will take place over 2 days at BMO Stadium in L.A. The actual bracket has not yet been determined yet. That's very CONCACAF of them, so it's unclear who the U.S. is going to play should they finish first or second in the group, or even if they finish third and qualified. The winners of the quarterfinals will head to San Diego, where Snapdragon Stadium is the site of the semifinals on March 6th. And the W Gold Cup final on March 10th. I'm really looking forward to this tournament. It's the start of another really busy year for the U.S. women's national team. They have the W Gold Cup. They have the Olympics. 2024 is shaping up to be a great year. As we get close to the end of the year, there are going to be some more topics worth discussing, and we'll tackle that later in the week. But for now, that will do it for episode 121 of the USA SoccerCast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, follow us on Twitter. We're at USA SoccerCast. Don't forget, we have an affiliate program with Homage, Fanatics, MLS Store, and Breaking Tee. Head to linktree.com/USA SoccerCast to learn more. Click the links to those sites and support this show while getting the latest gear. And we encourage topic suggestions as we move along. You can email them to usasoccercast@gmail.com, or you can tag us in your questions on Twitter. We will talk to you again soon later this week, y'all. Peace.